Kansas City girl wins the National Spelling Bee with a nine-letter word. She nailed it. We're going to tell you all about that coming up around the bend. Are you a good speller? Did you have trouble in spelling, or did you ace it as well? In the day of Internet access the way it is now with kids on the computer, I think it's a pretty big accomplishment. Also, when we go to Sports Shorts, Woody Austin, Steve Stricker, and, of course, Tim Clark split the lead at the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. I happen to spend the day out there. I'll share my observations on that event, what's it like to be out at a PGA tournament, what the crowd was like, that kind of stuff. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We will lighten the load as we swing into the weekend. There are some movies that are out, none that are giant. We just had a whole bunch of big releases. Angels and Demons was one, of course. We had Monsters vs. Aliens. That was another big release, what, a month ago. And there have been a slew of others, too, including Star Trek. So this is soft openings, I think, of some pretty independent-type films. But you might dig the indies. So we're going to preview a couple of them coming up around the bend for you. Oil's at 65 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. What does that mean to you and me? Have you noticed? And, of course, it normally does go up after Memorial Day and right before it. So gasoline a little bit more expensive. Anybody feeling the pinch? Highest spots, always the same. Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. And what's up with these nutballs calling 911 when they're at places like McDonald's and they're upset over orange juice? Like the police, which have been thinned down a lot of the departments because they can't afford to have so many cops on patrol anymore with the tax base shrinking, you have idiots calling 911 over orange juice? Believe it or not, that's not our blunder of the day, however. Ooh, we got a doozy for you. We've been talking about this all week long. What's happening with North Korea and Kim Jong-il after the nuclear test? And North Korea, of course, now threatening, as of a couple days ago, to go after U.S. ships and South Korean ships that may try to stop any of the North Korean ships from getting closer and closer to their destination. In other words, bottom line is North Korea is saying South Korea's participation in the U.S.-led, we'll call it proliferation security initiative, is pretty much a prelude to a naval blockade. I think that we're going to see something happen. I think we're going to see some kind of mini naval war go on in those waters, in those western waters out there. Hey, since 53, there's been a truce. I think that truce is about to be broken right in half if North Korea follows through with their threats. I mean, there is more than heightened tensions on the peninsula following those underground nuke tests. And then, of course, the firing of the series of short-range missiles earlier in the week. He just does not care. So John McCain, one of many senators reacting to Kim Jong-il, here's what he said initially about the nuclear tests.
I have to say that I was disappointed in some of the Bush administration's handling of this issue of North Korean nuclear capability. But I believe that this administration is taking it all too lightly. This is very serious. This is a dictator, an Orwellian situation, a dictator who is capable of actions that we cannot predict. There's no doubt that they are, the scenario as you described it at the beginning of the show is taking place, and there are thousands, I believe 30,000 American troops in South Korea. The North Koreans have the capability of setting Seoul on fire because of their artillery emplacements that on the other side into North Korea. This is of the utmost seriousness. We should act unilaterally and urge the United Nations to act as well, and also with the Japanese who have some influence. And finally, the Chinese should are the ones that have the ability to influence North Koreans. It's time for the Chinese to step up to the plate, and our relations with China should be affected as to how they behave in this crisis.
All right, even more specifics from McCain.
We should reinstate North Korea on the states that sponsor terror list. We should freeze financial assets wherever we can. We should work with the Japanese to prevent transfer of funds to North Korea. I talked about the Chinese. And by the way, the Prime Minister of Israel does not share the President's rather optimistic view about the Iranians and nuclear weapons.
All right, it's all what we've talked about. Pretty much I'm completely on par with what McCain's saying. We've said it now for the past couple of weeks here and beyond that, actually, before that, we've said the same exact things, that the last administration, there was all this rhetoric about sanctions and everything else, and then this administration seemingly saying, I don't know, just tossing it into the wind. You had Hillary Clinton, the U.S. Secretary of State, quotes warning of consequences, but what are those consequences? And the UN Security Council is taking no action. And I agree with McCain. You cannot trust Kim Jong-il. If I was in Japan, I would be worried. Japan has a reason to be worried, and I think McCain's right. We've said this all along. Strangle them off. Cut them off. Don't let them get any of their stuff out. Don't bring any of this stuff in. So sorry. Too bad for you, Kim Jong-il. That's what I would do. You have to eventually go for the jugular, because constantly now, this has been, I think it's been 2.5 years we've been talking about this. It's constantly these threats, these hollow threats do absolutely nothing. And did you notice that McCain in that appearance said he agreed and basically knows that Netanyahu is not happy at all with Iran, and I don't think you're going to see any sort of peace extended, particularly between Ahmadinejad and Iran and Netanyahu and Israel. No, not likely. You could tell that when Benjamin Netanyahu had the meeting, of course, with Barack Obama, a couple of weeks ago, he kind of looked a little sour, playing the game, but not happy at all with what's happening in Iran. And I didn't see him going along with the idea that we're going to figure out a way on the Gaza Strip to create a Palestinian nation and coexist in peace and move things along. And then, of course, similar with what's happening with Iran, to eventually try to broker these talks, but it's not happening. Anyway, we're going to go global for you, of course, here on America Tonight. Also, odds and ends. I mentioned already the fact that you have a 13-year-old winning the National Spelling Bee. Spelling for some was a reason to try to cut class. Spelling for others was a good thing because you'd get the gold star on the paper, right? But as I said, when you're in the era of the computer, what technology gives us, it also takes away. And I think a lot of younger people aren't great spellers because they have spell check. And they don't use the English language, in some cases, correctly. We'll do a little spelling thing a little bit later on ATN. Coming up next, though, the head shrinker for this show, Judith Barr, joins us from Connecticut. Hang on. You're going to love what she has to say.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Kate Delaney, America, tonight. Judith Farr is joining us next week, not this week, to talk about, among other things, the suicide of a South Korean official and the reasons behind that ultimately, and why we're seeing this with other people as well. Judith is what we call her, the official head shrinker of ATN, as I mentioned there, and she's terrific. So we'll get her thoughts on a few different things that are happening. You know, we've talked to her before about the rash of school shootings and other things. She always has such great insight. So just got the week confused. That's next week instead. If you're down in the dumps or you're suffering from the recession because you've lost a job, etc., what do you do? Well, apparently a lot of people head to the romance section of the bookstore. I was kind of surprised. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have been, but I was kind of surprised when I read this somewhere that the sales of romance novels is up almost 3% compared to the same time last year. Yeah. Travel books were down 16%. Self-help, detective, mystery books down 17%. Adult fiction overall up just 1%. But the romance department is flourishing in the recession. You know what that says to me? And did we talk about this on America Tonight? That's why we lighten the load at least a couple of times during the night, because we all want to escape. You want to escape the things that make you feel bad, that make you feel depressed. And if you don't have any money in your pocket and you're worried about your next job or whatever it is, or you're covering your family, etc., what do you do? Well, you run to the romance department, because love might not conquer all in real life, as somebody told me, but its power in something inexpensive like these books that are pumped out, and its comfort in the economy. So there's strong sales in that genre, with other categories declining big time. It's interesting. Of course, travel book sales are down because not very many people are traveling. If they've got this spare income, they're saving it up for the rainy day that could be right around the corner. You know, I never really got into romance novels. I can't even think of one that I've read. I can't think of any. I read a lot of biographies. I read, I read a ton of magazines. But that's to keep up with what's going on or whatever. But I actually read like detective-y, Tom Clancy-ish kind of things if I'm escaping, but definitely not on the romance side of things. I don't even know why. It never was my thing, I guess. But somebody's obviously reading it big time because those numbers keep climbing. They think the numbers are going to be really good in the month of May when it's all said and done, and then also in June. Hey, it's time for a quick look at sports shorts here on the show. And in sports shorts, I was going to bring this up because I actually spent some time at the Colonial. It's the latest stop on the PGA Tour. And what's interesting and worth mentioning to all of you, I think, is a couple of things that I noticed. I had a quick conversation with Kenny Perry, a guy, just great guy, down-home-ish kind of guy who had a good day. He's a couple of strokes off the lead. And there were some real feel-good stories out there. But Phil Mickelson, who, even if you know anything about golf, you probably know the name Phil Mickelson, having won the Masters a couple of times, who is known as saying it's about the family. So his wife almost died in childbirth at one point, and his game was really off, obviously, because he was so worried and focused on that. And he was with her, left the tour, was with her. And then she was diagnosed with breast cancer, so he would have defended his title at the Colonial, didn't do it. And they're going to have basically a pink out day, and all the wives of the PGA pros are going to wear pink. And I saw pink ribbons everywhere in Fort Worth and big signs that said, you know, we love you, Amy Mickelson. I just thought that was so classy because he's a golf pro, and he's defending it, would have defended a title, wasn't there, but it just says something, I think, about the community, that they felt enough to put up signs that he would never see, but just would put it out there so people would see it, like, hey, you know, this is a good guy, and we're concerned because here's another husband, whether he's a famous athlete or not, who's going down this trail of breast cancer and fighting breast cancer. But I guess the good news is they say they caught it early, but it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch the golf today. Matt, you and I have talked about sports a lot. We're both sports fans, obviously, and I've covered sports a ton. And I was actually out there doing a few things, but I mentioned that I talked to Kenny Perry. And I think we've talked about golf before. You don't like to watch it on TV, but you wouldn't mind actually seeing it in person, right?
I don't know. I think I might get kind of bored just because... I don't know. I like going out and playing golf and everything, but just following somebody, watching them play golf, I don't know. That doesn't really appeal to me. I think I'd get bored. I got massive ADD. I don't think I could handle it, especially like just staying quiet. Ooh, they're going to take a shot. Everybody hush up.
I think it's so annoying
because when I golf, there's people talking in the background. I got planes flying overhead. It's not affecting my golf game at all. You know, not that Tiger Woods is anything to worry about, you know, with me, like, coming after him. But, you know, I mean, I get through the day with birds chirping and people talking around me and, you know, cans of beer opening up next to me. I can still get off my shot.
And you're playing at those elite country clubs that allow you that to go on, I guess.
Hey, as long as they make you put a shirt on, then that's all right with me. Set the bar low, you know?
Yeah, here's the thing. The it is actually kind of loud now at the tournaments. I was on the 13th hole, and the 13th hole is a par 3. It was 160 today for the guys, and they have to hit over a little bit of water. What was interesting is they had bleachers there, and I felt like I was at a college football game because they do this traditional thing where the caddies of the three guys, somebody wears red, they have a little red on their smock, somebody wears red, somebody wears tan, somebody wears white, and as the guys are approaching the caddies, carrying the sticks, or approaching the green, people are screaming, go maroon, go tan, and it was crazy. I thought, what is going on? Because usually in covering things, I'm never in a crowd. And some guy next to me laughed and told me, he said, oh, they've been doing this for years here. Even the caddies, you can see them grin. They know. And they're walking around the edge of it. People have bets. These guys have bets on who's going to touch the green first with their shoe. You know, the maroon, the white, or the guy who's wearing whatever other color, tan, etc. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, that's how exciting watching golf is. You need to create a separate game from what you're actually going to the event for just to make it interesting for you.
That's right. But I thought it was very non-golf-like, and that's what I thought was interesting. It was more like being at a football game in that sense of the word, of people screaming and yelling and all that sort of stuff. Now, I disagree with you. I like golf, but I really play golf. It is relaxing to me. I like it, and I like to watch the shot making. So if I were, I don't know, if I played baseball, I think I'd feel the same way, or ice skated or whatever. Would I want to do it every single week? Oh, no. To do it once a year or twice a year to go and watch for a day or so, absolutely. So I agree with you on that. I couldn't eat it up every single day and do it every single day. Obviously, I wouldn't have the time, but I wouldn't do it anyway. I wouldn't have that excitement for it. But to watch some of the shots that are being made and say, oh, that's why you're supposed to keep your head down. I get it. That's kind of cool.
Well, as soon as they make it like Happy Gilmore style, rowdy in the crowd, fights going on, people drinking beer, lots of chanting and loud noises, beach balls going around, then I'll be standing right next to you, hollering at people, heckling. That's what makes it more fun. You can't heckle anybody in golf. Be quiet. It's library time.
True, they do put up the sign, quiet please, absolutely. It certainly wasn't quiet when I was in those bleachers, no question about it. By the way, Woody Austin's, for golf fans, Woody Austin, Steve Stricker, and the South African Tim Clark are sharing the lead at the Colonial. They are all 7-under for that tournament. Hang with us. We got something interesting on the flip side.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This has to be another one of these blunders of the week. I could only tag him with this. An Oregon guy spent Memorial Day in jail. Why? Because he dialed 911 to complain that a McDonald's worker was rude and didn't give him an OJ that he ordered. Rabin Osman is accused of improper use of the emergency telephone number. Here's how that call sounded.
911, do you need fire, medical, or police?
Yeah, just police.
And what's the problem?
We're out here at McDonald's.
Which McDonald's?
The one on TV Highway.
Okay, and where on TV Highway?
It's on 198 in TV Highway.
So you're in Aloha then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the problem there?
Just the lady, we ordered some food and we went home that our order wasn't in there. And my little brother is crying for his oranges and stuff. And we came back with the receipt and everything. Hey, can we have our order? We paid for it. And she was like, oh, no, I can't do anything about it. And she was laughing at my brother-in-law because he ordered the food and he couldn't speak English right. And she's not even showing up in the window now. She told us that she was going to call the cops and nobody has showed up. And that's why I called. And she was being rude. And, you know, we wasted gas. My dad came and everybody.
I want to come back here. Let my dad say what.
My dad wants a cop over here. So.
All right, my dad wants a cop over there. This is the first problem. Aloha, Oregon. That's where this happened. 20 years old, and finally he was bailed out on Tuesday. But... Hello, who told this idiot to dial 911? What a dope. My dad wanted a cop over there, so I dialed 911. Please. Because you had to straighten out a fast food order? Do people in America realize that 911 means a real emergency? Did you ever hear the story of the boy who cried wolf? Please. How does the audience feel about that? I got to think they got some booze stuck in their throats. This is more than stupid. There aren't enough adjectives to describe this character. And a McDonald's employee, by the way, called 911 during the same incident to complain that Osmond and the people with him were blocking the drive-through lane and knocking on the restaurant windows. So obviously there was a problem here. But I'm not sure who really had the problem. The problem is you cannot dial 911 for something as ridiculous as that. So ridiculous. All right, since we're going in that direction, let's continue down that road with news you can abuse. A parrot in New Zealand spotted a Scottish man's passport in a color bag in the luggage compartment under a tour bus. So check it out. He nabbed the document, made off into the bush with it. The parrot made its move while the bus was stopped along the highway, and the driver was looking through the compartment. Police told the newspaper in that area that the passport hasn't been recovered and is unlikely to be located in the rainforest where the bird flew to. A replacement passport from the British High Commission in Wellington, because this was in New Zealand, could take 6 weeks and cost $250. Yeah. So the deal is, when in doubt, when you're near a parrot, don't leave things lying around so they can make off into the wild with them. But that's a pretty brazen parrot to dive in, steal the passport, and fly off into the wilderness. My, oh, my. What are people thinking when they do things like this? If you decide to rip someone off, for goodness sakes, disguise yourself. Wear clothes. Deputies say a guy was caught wearing a woman's thong and was charged with burglarizing a home. Here's what he did. 42-year-old guy wearing just that thong in an abandoned farmhouse. They followed his footprints, the cops did, from a nearby home where a burglar was reported. He was then charged with aggravated burglary, because guess what? It was him. He was released from jail the same day after being arrested for the property crimes. What are you doing crawling around in a thong if you're going to try to pull off the great caper? That's the first mistake. Please. All right, I got a couple more for you, too, that are actually, one of them is super, super sad. Why would you steal from the Girl Scout cookie jar? Well, a former Ohio Girl Scouts leader agreed to pay back $20,000. That as restitution for stealing money from the cookie account, using it for vacations, groceries, and other personal expenses. Tamara Jo Ward had access to a bank account that the Dayton-based troop used to deposit cookie sales, never thinking she was going to be somebody who would pilfer anything, right? Under a restitution agreement, she pays $5,000 up front. She pays $250 a month during a 5-year probation and could spend 30 days in jail. She's lucky that's all it is, because they could have really gone for the jugular, but I think they were being nice is what I think probably happened there. How about this? A big cat picked the wrong little dogs for a fight. Yeah, Chiquita the Chihuahua and Rosie the Border Terrier chased off a cougar that strayed into the town near the Oregon State campus. The dog's owner, Lauren Wingert, said Chiquita and Rosie are tough but lucky. The cougar pinned down Rosie, who squealed. Chiquita convinced the big cat to flee by barking ferociously. Wingert lives in a cul-de-sac on top of a hill that backs up to a wooded area with deer trails. So, hey, there's warning signs about cougars that are posted on the trails, but I guess they didn't think anything was going to happen. In California, they had a problem with this where they had wildlife coming, like they had a cougar come down in, I can't think of where it was now, but along that whole mountain area, the Santa Monica Mountains, they had cougars and they also had coyotes, big problems with coyotes coming after dogs. Yeah, I guess you don't think about that sort of thing, but it depends on what you back up into. But that's surprising that those dogs weren't hurt, especially how tiny they were. The fact that the cougar just let them go basically after pinning the one down is, what are the odds of that? Very, very surprising, I would say. Hey, if you missed the top of the show, just a quick little roundup for you on some things that are happening. The big, big day on Friday, one Jay Leno last show. Also, from a financial standpoint, many of you will want to know this. What's going to happen is Chrysler is heading back into bankruptcy court on Friday. It's going to take an extra day for a judge to determine whether it's in the best interest of Chrysler and its stakeholders to sell most of the company to Fiat. Robert Nardelli, Chrysler's, of course, departing chairman and chief exec, testified in court on Thursday. Boy, this a lot of jobs, a lot of people, of course, racked by all of this. But anyway, he testified, and after a 13-hour marathon session, the hearing was adjourned rather shortly before midnight. It's unclear whether testimony and arguments related to the sale is going to wrap up and allow this Judge Gonzalez to rule on it. They're going to start at 9 o'clock on Friday morning. So if they do approve the sale, it's unlikely that the attorneys representing the three Indiana State Pension and Construction Funds, that's, of course, the group that holds Chrysler's debt, are going to aggressively oppose the sale. Fiat could back out if the deal doesn't wrap by June 15th, so it's dicey as to what ultimately is going to happen here. Meanwhile, GM said that the bondholders committee agreed to sweeten the package proposed by the government to erase the unsecured debt in exchange for company stock. Now the government's going to own like 75% of this company. Crazy. Who would think that that would happen? I wouldn't have predicted that. Oof. Yeah. I guess better to stay alive and in the game and have the government own 75% than to completely wipe everything out. And that's the way it was looking. I said this earlier, but I didn't give many details. A 13-year-old Kansas girl won the National Spelling Bee, and she rattled off the letters to, I think, what is a really tough word for many people. It's a word, I'll be honest, I never heard of. Yeah. Now, she's a budding neurosurgeon. That's what she wants to do. She outlasted 11 finalists to win the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee. She took home, I mentioned this part, more than $40,000 in cash and prizes, but I didn't tell you what the word was. The word is Laodicean, and I hope I'm saying that right. Laodicean. Usually I'm pretty good at pronouncing words, but not always. So this 13-year-old, I mean, she just nailed it. Nailed it. It's her fourth appearance at the Bee. She finished 10th, 8th, and 4th over the last 3 years. So she's playing to win this. This kid, violins, she plays the violin, bicycling, that's what she's into, swimming, so some sports. She is also learning Indian classical dance. Man, she is busy. And she was somebody who wanted to do this from the time she was little. So the word, anybody know what it means? I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. So Kavya Sikshankar with the championship spelling bee winner, hoisting the trophy. That's her name, 13 years old. Wow, good for her. That's the Daily Salute. I'm going to tell you what the word means coming up around the bend.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Just a small town girl, Leo, Lucian. What do you think it means? It means a person who is lukewarm or indifferent, especially in religion. That's what that word refers to. 13-year-old girl winning the national spelling bee by spelling that word correctly. Guarantee most of the people listening to America Tonight, hey, this is a smart crowd, but guarantee most of you had no idea what that word meant. I will admit to you that I had no idea what that word was until I looked it up. I it didn't even sound familiar to me. I think I've seen it written out once, but I absolutely could not recall it. And would I have been able to spell it? Maybe. Matt, now you said that you looked up some of the winning words and they were ridiculously easy in the past.
Yeah, I was just actually writing a couple of them down right now. And this is back from the 1920s. We had knack, initials, therapy, sanitarium, intelligible. Like, these words aren't that hard. I mean, they're a little, not saying I could win this thing or anything like that, but
mm-hmm.
Therapy, I could definitely win on that word.
Yeah, I could, and you said knack was one of the words?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I could win that, on that word.
It's got that silent K.
Yeah, but it's still not hard. I agree. You see it. But I think the words that you have heard lately, at least in the past 4 or 5 years that I can recall, have been a little bit harder.
They're ridiculous. Nobody even knows what those words mean.
Right. And so these kids, and yeah, that's what happens. See, here's what the deal is. The kids really prep for it. So they have coaches, people who know pretty much some of the words that might be asked, and they'll go through every day tons of words in the dictionary, tons, and pick out all kinds of scientific words and, like you said, words you've never heard of. And that's how they get themselves ready. Like this girl who won had come in, I mentioned it, 10th place and had come in, you know, third or fourth or whatever, and now here she is winning the thing, but she's invested 3 or 4 years in it. Crazy.
Waste of time, I think, because everything spells everything for you now.
I know.
In the future, it's just going to be, you know, Spelling Bee comes down to Macintosh versus Intel or something like that. It's going to be computers doing it because people don't know how to spell that much anymore because technology has increased to the point where you don't really need to know how to spell.
Yeah, I agree with you. But the problem is by not knowing that, then people don't increase their vocabulary either. Remember the Reader's Digest? For people who read Reader's Digest, they had the whole word power thing. And unfortunately, then what happens is, what is the vocabulary for kids that are coming up now and they just rely on everything that's on the Internet? Like the other night I was reading those abbreviations.
That's what I was saying. We just added more vocabulary for them. You know, LOL is a new vocab word now.
That's right. They know the texting acronyms. That's the good thing,
That'll be the new, like, 2030, the Spelling Bee competition. You know, what does dash, smiley, dash, something else mean?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, a big round of applause for everybody this week who is actually now qualified to win that GPS backup camera system. There were a ton of people on the list from all over the place. Illinois, New York, Connecticut, St. Louis, and we will have the big bad drawing for that on Sunday/Monday's America Tonight. So coming up in a couple of days, we'll do that. Hey, we had a couple of movies that are out this week. Nothing really, really super big. In fact, probably the best one is a movie that has me a little bit intrigued, and it's called Pressure Cooker. Check out a little bit of Pressure Cooker. We're going to get to that here in a second, and it may be something that tweaks you a little bit or piques your interest is probably a better way to say that, and you may head off to the movies to check it out.
How many people heard of me? Whatever you heard, 500 times worse. I don't care if you like it or not, just taste it. And don't say, ooh, and all that, because that's very ghetto-minded. Hey, take it off your ears. You better run, you low-life punk. Run fast. They're really not as bad as what they may seem to be.
Yes, they are. They're pitiful looking, but it's okay.
Get your brain upscale in a nice restaurant.
I don't see why you can't go to a college in Philadelphia.
Because?
Because you want to fly.
It's not, I don't like flying like that.
No, I mean you want to fly out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
If I had a college shaped college, I'll go.
Yeah, my mom. She's been coming down hard on me lately.
I don't know, Tyree. I'm not sure where, but hopefully he'll get us out of here.
There's a lot of talent in these kitchens today. They are going for scholarships up to $80,000.
Don't have anything in front of you unless you are
music.
Guys, have your patience,
friends.
Don't double dip. I'm telling you now. Watch. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
We have a pickle. Somebody get the pickle.
All right, you got to love that. It's a documentary. Here's what it's about. It's about a culinary arts teacher who is known throughout Philly in the public high school system for her her interesting creations, I guess, with the students. And she's pretty blunt. You could hear that throughout that little clip that we played for you. And the bottom line is, last year, 11 of her seniors totaled $750,000 in scholarships to some of the top culinary schools across the nation. That's pretty cool. These are inner city kids. So it's a documentary, and it's called Pressure Cooker. I think that would be fun, at least as a rental, if nothing else, eventually. Now, the second movie is a movie called What's Up?
We were the unteachable.
What building is this?
It's the shed. It's our classroom. The geek.
Like a special ed?
The outcast.
Who's special ed?
that our teacher loved us.
Well done.
Yeah?
A bunch of us are getting together tonight at Peggy's. Our parents are out of town. Got a heated pool.
He's got really great hair. You knew that Sam and I were engaged, didn't you?
Oh, dear. What did you steal? We can't all be heroes. Some of us have to just sit on the curb and clap while they go by.
Did you just make that up?
I think so.
You sound like James Bond.
But I'm British.
All right, so that movie's called What Goes Up? And it's basically 1986, and a New York reporter is sent to cover the hometown local hero, but rather than go after the assignment, he follows a group of students who, his own hero is an unconventional teacher that has just died under a cloud of scandal. This movie is rated R. Hilary Duff is in the movie. Josh Beck is in the movie. Molly Shannon's in the movie. So there's some kind of recognizable names, and it's gotten good ratings. Could be, again, another interesting rental. Do not go and see it, I don't think, in the movie theater, because you got to pay so much on these opening weekends, $9, $8, and then by the time you get popcorn or anything else, and if you go with somebody, it's crazy. Quickly, this day in history, a few for you. 1765, rather, Patrick Henry denounced the Stamp Act before Virginia's House of Burgesses, and we know where that ended up. In 1848, Wisconsin became the 30th state of the Union. In 1917, the 35th President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, was born in Brookline, Massachusetts. In 1943, Norman Rockwell's portrait of Rosie the Riveter appeared on the cover of the Saturday Evening Post. That was a very, very big deal. Here's some birthdays for you. Some of them might surprise you, the age that they're turning. Because, hey, for all of us, time moves along pretty fastly. So race car driver Al Unser is 70 years old. Also, actress Annette Bening turns 51. Actor Rupert Everett, big birthday for him, the big 5-0, also celebrating. A birthday is from Spice Girls singer Melanie Brown. She's merely 34. Denver Nuggets star Carmelo Anthony is 25. He has reasons to be happy, eh? Also, singer Rebby Jackson is 59 years old. And former baseball commissioner Faye Vincent, 71. I'm going to leave you with this one. Don't call me a saint. I don't want to be dismissed so easily.
I can't believe we drove around all day and there's not a single job in this town. There's nothing, nada, zip. Yeah, unless you want to work 40 hours a week.